In fact, the other day I was casting a demon out, a demon, multitudes of demons. I was out in Silver City, New Mexico, and I was trying, a woman had a problem with her stomach for a year and a half, and she come to minister, or come for me to minister her during the day. You know, here I am preaching at night till 10, 11, and praying for people till 12 or 1 o'clock in the morning. And then I get up and that next morning and I meet with this woman that's got a pain in her stomach. And she's a lovely lady, loves God with all her heart. She's a 35 years old or so. She's got 4 beautiful children, homeschools and everything. And her Bible's marked from Genesis to Revelation. I mean, she's got scriptures marked all over the thing. Great woman of God, but she said, I've got a pain in my stomach for a year and a half. I said, you got a demon. And so I said, I'm going to cast it out. Now, we're in a public place, you know, a little restaurant on 10 o'clock that morning. Cheryl was still up in bed. You know, she didn't, the lady didn't ask her to come, so she didn't come. So she stayed in the room. And so I was down there with the lady, and whenever I commanded the demon not to manifest and command him to come out, he did everything but obey me. I mean, he went wild, and she began to scream there in the restaurant. She began to spit out foul words of profanity. I mean, you thought, wow, what is this? But I knew what it was. It was a devil, and the woman, this beautiful little woman, I mean, whenever I told that demon to come out of her, I have never seen a human being that from her ears to the top of her shoulders, the skin, just like there was a string under here, from here to here, just tightened. And the skin just come out like a snake. I ain't never seen a human being do that. But this woman did that. Then she crossed both eyes to the point where I couldn't see but a little tiny portion of her eyeballs. They were pulled plumb together. And then she rolled her tongue outside her mouth, upside down and back in her mouth. And she could still talk perfect with her tongue in that condition. You try that sometime. That's what demons can do to you. And I commanded the demons to leave. And they would not leave. And I said, well, then she's confessed every sin. He said, no, I have legal right to be here. I said, okay, what is the sin door that opened the legal right for you to be there? And he said, this stupid blankety-blank woman, he called her all kinds of names, said she let me in 24 years ago when she joined the Rainbow Girls. Now, that's an offshoot of the Eastern Star, which is an offshoot of the Masonic Lodge. So if you're involved in any of those things, you need to know you have a door open to the devil. And you don't want to go there. This woman, I mean, she had a member, like I say, she did not realize when she was a young woman, she had joined the Rainbow Girls. She didn't realize it opened a door to a demonic spirit. And these demons came into her. And now then, when I said, how many of you are in there? There was 2,823 demons in this one little woman. 2,823. So I said, well, I'm going to call her back up. I'm going to have her repent of that sin, and then I'm going to cast you out. And this is what she did to me. She said, the man, the demon in the woman began to do this. I am so interwoven in her brain, it will be impossible. I will never let her repent of this sin. You will never be able to get me out. I said, okay, that's no problem then. I will use John 20:23. I will remit her sins because I'm perfectly capable of remitting her sins. And that woman come across the table at me, spit all over me, and become that thing again. And she said this, almost nobody knows that verse. And those that do know it don't believe it. I said, well, you've run into the man that knows it and believes it. So I said, in the name of Jesus, I repent for that sin of her joining the Eastern or the Rainbow Girls. I said, now then, that sin's been remitted. In the name of Jesus, you beast, start coming out of her in Jesus' name. And I'd cast them out, and she'd throw up and foam and all kinds of stuff. And I said, how many's in there? 1,800 left. I'd keep on 1,400, 1,200, 1,000, finally down to 4 in a restaurant. And the demon one time picked this poor little woman up, threw her, or Cheryl, in a few minutes. I said, Lord, would you please have Cheryl call me? I said, if I don't have a woman down here in a minute with me, that with all the bad things this woman's saying, they're probably going to call the cops and lock me up. And so I said, I need a woman down here. I need some help. And I hadn't said that a minute, not a minute went by, and she called me on the phone. Honey, are you okay? I said, yeah, but I said, I need you down here. She said, you still with that woman? I said, yes, and get down here now. And boy, I mean, she was down there now. And we got to see, in fact, we were with that woman 7.5 hours. 7.5 hours, and we finally, I mean, one time the demon throwed the woman plumb out through the air and hit her body on the floor. And I ran over and jumped on top of her and was commanding those demons to come out. And some other guy sitting in the restaurant, he finally got up. He ran over and said, "Sir, I'm a paramedic. Can I help you?" I said, "No, I'm a pastor, and I'm casting the demons out of this woman." Almost nobody had ever seen anything like that. Cheryl had never seen anything like that. Dave had never seen anything like that. In a little while, he came by. And, of course, we got him to help us take the woman upstairs because the owner of the hotel, he come in and said, "You guys are scaring everybody in this place." He said, "Would y'all please do something? I can't continue this." I said, "Okay, no problem. We'll take her up to our room." So we took her up to our room and continued to command the demons to come out. And 7.5 hours later, I looked over the clock and I thought, "Lord, when is this going to be over?" I said, "Lord, your word, I've remitted the woman's sins." I said, "And Lord, I'm down to 4 demons, but these last 4 demons are not coming out." I said, "Why?" I said, "Lord, when is this going to be over?" And you know what he spoke to me just as clear? He said, "It's going to be over when you believe it's over." You reckon he's a faith God? Amen. It's going to be over when you believe it's over. I've already done it. I've given you the power. I'm in you. All you got to do is do something in faith, and it's over. So I asked one more time. I mean, with that little knowledge of wisdom, that word of knowledge, or whatever you want to call it, God gave me. Here I am on mine and Cheryl's bed in that hotel, on top of a woman, holding her down, this knee in her stomach, holding her arms down like this, and Cheryl's wiping up all the foam. Dave's down at the foot trying to hold her feet so she don't kick me and kill me with her feet. I said, "In the name of Jesus, this is the last time I'm going to speak to you." I said, "The remainder of all the demons in this woman, you will come out and you will never enter again." I said, "It's done in the name of Jesus." I turned her loose and jumped up. I said, "Woman, you're delivered in the name of Jesus." And she looked up and opened her eyes. She looked over at Cheryl. She said, "What am I doing here? Where am I?" She had no recollection of anything that happened the last 7.5 hours. That woman went away free. Now, how much power do we have on this earth as sons and daughters of God? Ooh, let's go to Romans. Yes, sir. Oh, yeah, okay, let me give you a mic. Hold it just a minute. Dave, while I'm giving this to him, take me to Luke 10:19-20. It's on, should be.
Okay. I mow the grass at the Masonic Lodge, and they pay me out of their funds. You think I'm in danger?
If you go on the property of the Masonic Lodge and you're not totally covered in the blood of Jesus, you're in danger.
Well, I'm covered, but I'm taking money from there.
Well, it's okay. You can take the money from the devil. Wow. I knew that was going to happen when I walked by there. Yep, when you take money from the devil, the money of the wicked is stored up for the righteous. So when you mow that yard, say, "Lord, I want to praise you." In fact, when you mow that yard, as you go around it, I want to start saying as you go around, "Lord, I plead the blood of Jesus over this entire lodge. And I bind every devil of hell in the name of Jesus." Because you walk holy before him now. Make sure you're walking holy in obedience to his word. Say, "Lord, I plead the blood. I ask you to send warring angels to come up on here. And I cause this Masonic lodge to fall and crumble. I ask you to give these men here wisdom, knowledge, and understanding of your mighty word. And I claim every man that goes to this Masonic lodge, I claim them for your kingdom forever in the name of Jesus." See, as children of God, Luke 10:19-20, if we're walking in obedience to God's word under the new covenant, I want to show you how much power we have in the name of Jesus. Look here. Jesus is speaking in Luke 10. In verse 19, he says, "Behold, I give unto you power." Now, the word power there is translated inaccurately. It's actually authority. So, "Behold, I give unto you authority to tread on serpents and scorpions." Now, the serpent is the devil, and the scorpions are his demons. "And over How much? All the power of the enemy. Now, if you're walking in obedience to God's word, how much power do you have over the enemy?
All.
So if you got all, how much power does he have?
None.
You know, so don't open the door to the beast. Now, how do you give the beast power? You sin. When you sin, you give him power. When you walk holy before God, he has no power. None whatsoever. When the devil comes up to you and says, oh, you know, you don't really want to go to church Sunday, do you? You know, this is your only day off from working. Why don't you just stay home and rest today? You know how many Christians buy that lie? A big bunch of them. You know, I mean, I was a member of the Baptist Church for 65 years, but I don't think any different than any other church. But as a rule, since I was in a Baptist, I can tell you that if we had 200 people on the roll in a Baptist church, we had 70 there. If we had 2,000 on the roll, we might have 400 or 500 there. We never had 2,000 there on any given day. I didn't mean what you did, you could not get them all together. Why? Well, about a third of them. Well, if you want to know who the real ones are, you put 2,000 on the roll. Like when I started at Lakeland Baptist Church, we had about 70 people on the roll. It was a little tiny church right off the freeway over there. There was almost nobody in Louisville. And we had one little tiny building there. It wasn't as big as this building. Not even as big as this building. And we kept on going, and I visited, and I worked, and did everything, and became a Sunday school teacher there, a deacon, and everything else. And everybody came to that church to visit it. I went to see them Sunday afternoon. I mean, gave up my Sunday afternoons. But I didn't look at it as giving up my Sunday afternoons. I was being about my Father's business. And I was out there visiting those people. So a lot of those people came back to church. Some of them didn't come back to church. But over the years, I saw that little tiny church grow from 70 to 2,500. I mean, and when I left there, there was 2,500 members. But you could never go there and see more than 500 to 700 there. Where's all the rest of these people? Let's say they come to church here. Well, if you got a church that you got 2,500 members, when you come and you join a church, you're supposed to commit yourself to that church.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.